This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till tomorrow following uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including the alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha reassembled at 12 noon after the first adjournment, opposition members from Congress, Left, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party, AAP and others continued to raise the issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said, Parliament is a platform for productive discussion and urged members to cooperate with the chair to run the House smoothly. Ruckus continued in the Lok Sabha as well. When the House met at 12 noon after the first adjournment, the opposition members trooped into the well, raising slogans over various issues, forcing the adjournment of the House for the day. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition's behaviour in the House. Mr. Rijiju said, the Congress and the other opposition members are trying to create unnecessary pandemonium and are not allowing new members to put across their views. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, Jagdambika Pal, moved a motion to extend the time for the presentation of the committee's report to the last day of the budget session next year. The House adopted the motion. Earlier, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Ravindra Vasantrao Chavan, who won the recently held by polls, took oath as the members of Parliament in the Lok Sabha. New Delhi has stated that India and Canada are in touch regarding the state of their bilateral ties, asserting that respect for each other's concerns, territorial integrity and sovereignty are the prerequisites for any stable bilateral relationship. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said India has repeatedly urged the Canadian government to take prompt and effective action against anti-India elements operating from its soil. This includes preventing secessionist and extremist elements from glorifying the assassination of India's leaders, issuing threats to the current political leadership and diplomats, disrespecting and vandalizing places of worship. JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath for the fourth time as the Chief Minister of Jharkhand in a short while. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM led INDIA Bloc 156 seats in the 81-member state assembly in the recently concluded elections. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office and secrecy to the JMM Executive President at a swearing-in ceremony in Ranchi at around 4 p.m. Our correspondent reports, several top leaders of the INDIA bloc and other dignitaries have reached Ranchi to attend the ceremony. President Draupadi Murmu emphasized that India's defense capabilities have captured worldwide attention, driven by a commitment to innovation and self-reliance. The president was delivering a keynote address at the Defense Services Staff College at Wellington in Tamil Nadu. Highlighting India's growing prominence in global defense, she stressed on India's reliability as a defense partner, exporting advanced equipment to over 100 countries. She commended the strong presence of women in the armed forces. Israel has appealed to the International Criminal Court, ICC, to suspend the arrest warrants against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, accused of war crimes during the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Israel's government is contesting the ICC's jurisdiction and the legitimacy of the warrants, claiming bias against the country. The Deep Depression continues to be stationed in the same place, about 100 km of Sri Lanka, 320 km from Nagapattinam and 410 km east of Puducherry, 490 km of Chennai in the Bay of Bengal. In the past 24 hours, light rainfall has been recorded in most of the coastal areas of Tamil Nadu. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea till 2nd of December. In badminton, PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinal of Syed Modi India International 2024 Super 300 tournament in Lucknow, defeating Ira Sharma. And that is the end of this news bulletin.